Hey everybody, here is your weekly energetic check-in for April 3rd to the 9th. So we have some really, really intense, I was going to say interesting, I don't know if it's interesting, but it can feel a little bit overwhelming energy that's coming through right now. It's kind of been trickling in the past couple of days. You probably noticed it a little bit over the weekends, but it's interesting. You can tell when it's an energy system that's coming through because it literally comes and then you feel all of the effects that are happening and then it goes and then it comes. So it's not something that comes in and stays. It moves around a lot. So whatever you're feeling from it, it's probably not really long lasting, but when it comes in, it's enough to kind of either take you off your feet for a little while or, make you feel not great. And so that's kind of what's been going through. We have a lot of different things that are happening right now. So astrologically, we have the full moon that's coming up. So that's the full moon in Libra, which is on April 5th. So that's Wednesday. So just a couple of days away. So we're already feeling that energy coming through in a big, intense way. And it doesn't matter always what sign the full moon is in. It's the full moon energy is big, right? It's big, it's intense. It shakes things up. It can make people feel shaky. It can make people feel wobbly, for sure. So we definitely have that energy coming through. But we also now are coming into, this is eclipse season. So we're going to have our very first solar eclipse of the season, which is going to be April 19th to 20th. And that we're feeling already as well, too. And we're seeing it physically on the planet. So there was just an earthquake this morning in New Guinea, 7.2. So that's a big earthquake. And they'd been predicting a lot of the stuff, the weather systems coming through that are going to shake things up on the planet like that. So I wouldn't be surprised if we don't start seeing, more earthquakes, more tsunamis, more of that kind of stuff happening all over the place. There's also, and I don't know this because I'm not watching it, listening to it firsthand myself, but I hear, other people that I follow talking about it. And this is the political stuff that's going on, the fires in the streets, the countries that are up in uproar, the people are protesting. So that is happening, massively on a global scale everywhere. And that kind of energy shakes, right? It shakes the planet. And the planet itself is shaking because it's raising its frequency. It's bringing us up. This is a resurrection of this planet in ways of, the opportunity to save the planet, to save the souls on the planet, to change the frequency, to get rid of the control, the greed, the manipulation, all of that, which absolutely trickles over into our experiences when we come here, right? It creates the theme of it. It's kind of like if you go to a tropical island, the whole theme of a tropical island is bathing suits and sunshine and water and relaxation. And so if we come to this planet right now, the theme of this is chaos and fear and all of the negative stuff. That's all come up to the surface and we are living through it. We are, every single soul that you encounter, every person in your family, all is feeling this energy flow through them. And to some degree, it's playing out in the experience. So this is giving us the opportunity to recognize that, that's not what we want. It's certainly not who we are as souls. So the frequency feels very, very odd or different to us. And that's when, a lot of us are working on the fear vibration, we're working on getting that fear vibration out of our experiences, out of our systems. So you're probably going to be feeling, a little bit off for the next couple of days. It's going to make a lot of sense to kind of slow down, take things slow. They're saying be intentional about everything right now. So when we talk about being intentional, that means that we want to be mindful. We want to make sure that we're not expelling energy on stuff that doesn't serve us or doesn't serve our highest good or highest purpose. So we want to make sure that we create some balance. That the full moon, in Libra will be about that too, right? Because Libra is about balance. It's about the scales of justice. It's about, bringing things into equilibrium, homeostasis, creating that. So if you don't have that in your life right now, this is going to feel a little bit bumpy. It's going to be, they're saying to me much to do right now. So there's a lot of us that have a lot of work to do around this. And it may be instead of, because I don't know about you, but I'm tired of doing the work. I'm tired. I need a vacation. I need a vacation from the work. I need things to start going a little bit easier, a little bit smoother. So maybe instead of feeling like we have to do the work, we can, I guess that's where that surrender energy comes in again. It's like that surrender to the divine. Sometimes I think that, we don't put enough faith and energy into the magical energy that's behind the scenes, the stuff that we can't see with our waking eyes. Sometimes we don't allow that to step in and become, they're saying, fruition. So then we don't allow it to get strong enough in our lives and act as a guide for us. And I think that's probably where we're going to go, because we're going to be left with no other alternatives. So meaning all of the other things that we look at for help, for guidance, mainstream wise or, traditionally wise, is not going to be supporting us enough. So we're going to have to be going into our faith, into our connection with God, into our connection with the divine, into our connection with the angels, into our intuition, into all of this stuff, that we are, that we're not these 3D dense human beings. That's going to be which starts to guide our experiences. So be gentle with yourself right now, especially, your physical body. It's not going to be feeling the greatest right now. There's a lot of the vasovagal stuff that happens when these energies are coming through. That is the sense of like feeling like you're faint or dizzy or weak. And some people, I guess, I've never fainted, knock on wood, but I guess some people do when that comes through. It's like your vagus nerve just gets irritated with the energies coming through. And so it's kind of like your whole nervous system goes on high alert. So any kind of things that you can do to calm, to relax, valerian root is one of my favorites, passion flower, lemon balm, any of those, that plant medicine you can use that will help all of the kind of stuff to kind of feel less intense. And then meditation, of course, right? Meditation is always our safe, sacred space that we can go to, that we can, we can know, we can dial it down. We can dial the mind down, dial the thoughts down, dial the emotions down so that we can get into that space of neutrality, which is the only place to be when we're trying to heal something or come through something or navigate clearly through something. So that's the place where we want to try and get to be as much as possible. So I'm going to put I'm working on our calendar for April. I know we're already April 3rd, but haven't received from Spirit what they want us to be doing for our satsang. So I'm waiting for that to come through so that I can put that out there for you and then pick the dates. But everything will start coming up into the hub. So the meditation is going to go in there later today. I'll send out an email with all of the dates and what they have in store for us that will support us for April. April is going to be a long month. So March felt like it went by really fast, thankfully, because it was not an easy month. But they're saying that April is going to feel longer. So we're definitely going to need more stuff that will help us to rise above this. But, we've got this. We've got the support that we need. We just have to slow down and close out the thoughts long enough to recognize that we do have the supports there for us. Okay, sending you guys huge, huge blessings. And I will talk to you soon.